I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Political newcomer Justin Wright beat state lawmaker Tim Cassina yesterday in a special election for Woodbury County Supervisor in District 2. Wright is a Republican and he teaches at North High. He says there are still a number of social service initiatives the county could work on without spending more money.
There's an opportunity maybe to address food insecurity in our area, to address access to mental health services, to child care services, to improve in the communication that exists here locally between individuals and organizations that provide those resources and the people that need them.
Unofficial results show Wright picked up 53% of the vote over Cassina, a Democrat and retired firefighter who just wrapped up his final legislative session in Des Moines. More than 9,000 voters, or about 16%, took part in the election. 90% of voters cast absentee ballots to fill the remaining term left by Supervisor Jeremy Taylor. Taylor stepped down after issues arose over his residency. Election day was plagued by confusion after several people showed up at the polls after forgetting they already filled out that absentee ballot. And a new report studying the impact of the coronavirus on workers in meatpacking plants found that 87% of the people infected were racial or ethnic minorities, and that at least 86 workers have died. The report released by the CDC examined more than 16,000 COVID-19 cases at 239 plants in 21 states. It offers perspective on how the virus devastated U.S. pork, beef, and poultry processing plants. But the figures likely understate the problem, as Iowa officials declined to take part in the study. The data shows 56% of coronavirus illnesses involved Hispanic workers, 19% were non-Hispanic blacks, and 12% Asian. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.